I was down 189 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. I'm Billy Henry. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop. Available on demand in the PBS Kids video app. That's the English Symphonia under conductor Neville Dilks, and music from an English composer, one who lived in the early 20th century and whose life was tragically cut short in the First World War, but who gave the world many musical gifts in his time, music by George Butterworth and the idol for small orchestra called The Banks of Green Willow, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to have joined you. Music continues down in the afternoon time now. Coming up, we've got more music for flute and guitar, a Corelli serenade, as well as Grieg and his old Norwegian romance, all that and more to enjoy as classical music unfolds today. KPR's Hive Drive, the spring membership drive, we're in about the latter half of the spring membership drive, but I want to emphasize that it's still ongoing. We're going to set it aside and just enjoy the music between now and 3 p.m., but don't forget that your support is crucial and that we'll always take your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. I want to briefly say thank you to a few folks who pledged during Destiny's program a little earlier. An anonymous donor from Topeka who says that they really enjoy Destiny and her approach as well as her lively spirit, which is good for the times that we live in. They say that Destiny brings the sunshine, and we couldn't agree more. Thank you, Anonymous from Topeka, as well as thank you to Judith Dutton of Lawrence. The Philadelphia Orchestra and Eugene Ormandy and violinist Isaac Stern, ready with music by Bach, next on KPR, Violin Concerto, number 1. The Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy and violinist Isaac Stern, in Violin Concerto number 1, by Bach, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:30 now, support for classical music comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting Our Favorite Things with Kansas City Actors Theater, showcasing musical genres and theatrical scenes on Saturday, April 11th at Village Presbyterian. Tickets at BachAriaSoloists.org. And Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at WorkingWithDreams.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank JB's Cali Fusion for providing lunch during our membership drive. JB's, serving up Mexican and fusion foods at 805 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. KPR is having its Hive Drive, its spring membership campaign, this week, although this afternoon we're focusing just on the music, which, after all, is the reason that we're all here. I do want to say a quick thank you to Janelle Burghardt of Topeka. Thank you for your pledge. We appreciate hearing from you this afternoon so much. We will continue with music, but I just wanted to remember two things going forward. One, your support to Kansas Public Radio is vital for us to continue to operate. And two, making a pledge and making a difference is all very easily accomplished over at kansaspublicradio.org. Check us out there if you have a moment. Now, I know that some of you appreciated yesterday afternoon's Cimarosa serenade for flute and guitar and wanted to hear some music in a similar vein. Here it is, flutist Peter Lucas Graf and guitarist Konrad Rogosnik in Serenade No. 1 by Ferdinando Carulli on KPR. Flutist Peter Lucas Graf, guitarist Konrad Rogosnik in Serenade No. 1 in D by Ferdinando Carulli, here on Kansas Public Radio. where there's about 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. On the KU campus, partly cloudy and 73 degrees, a high of 74 today. Windy as well, winds gusting to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, a low of 50. Tomorrow's going to be a likely day for rain and showers. 20% chance of showers for Friday morning, and after 5 p.m. tomorrow, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible. Tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, Friday's high in the mid-70s. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Next, we have the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, Pavel Berglund conducting, with a piece called Old Norwegian Romance. You'd expect it to be by Grieg, and you'd be right. He wrote this in the late 19th century for two pianos and orchestrated later, and as was most typical, based on Norwegian folk melodies. Grieg's Old Norwegian Romance with the Bournemouth Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Edvard Grieg's Old Norwegian Romance, performed by the Bournemouth Symphony, conducted by Pava Berglund on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now 1 p.m., and after the news from NPR, the next hour of classical music brings us two of the pillars of the classical world, Mozart and Beethoven, a piano trio, and Beethoven's First Symphony, all just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is KENU and KENU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Just before the news, let me say a quick thank you to an anonymous pledger from Roland Park, Kansas. Thank you for your support to Kansas Public Radio.